I'm Michelle Long, time for Daily Market Wrap this Thursday, February 22, 2024. Asian equities and U.S. stock futures charged higher on Thursday after NVIDIA's blowout sales forecast. Japan's Nikkei 225, supported by a weak yen, briefly surpassing its 1989 closing record high. A gauge of the region's equities now hovering at its highest level in almost 2 years. Here at home, the PSE index inched up to back above 6,900.
With respect to the value turnover, it remains tepid. It hasn't passed 5 billion the last time I checked. So value turnover is still tepid, implying that, you know, many investors are still on the sidelines. With respect to support and resistance levels, we see the market establishing an immediate support at its 10-day exponential moving average. So that is its dynamic support, and it's an immediate support. The major support for the market is set at 6,700, whereas the major resistance is set at 7,000.
Tactically, somewhat more constructive on Hong Kong, China. We continue to like Indonesia, given its relatively strong and secular growth story. And the Philippines as well did attract some interest and some observations from us in terms of those valuations. But subsequent to the rally that we've had, yes, perhaps we're slightly more in normal valuation territory now. On fixed income, there's been this sense that there needed to be a repricing in rate expectations, and that perhaps inflation wouldn't fall in a very easy straight line back towards 2% in the US. And so we've been a little bit more circumspect in terms of taking duration risk, but we still like the front end of US rates, whether it's 1 to 3 month treasury bills or 1 to 3 year treasury bonds, because you're still getting mid-single digit income yield.
In corporate stories, ABS-CBN Corporation and PLDT have mutually decided not to proceed with the sale of Sky Cable to PLDT under the sale and purchase agreement signed by and among the parties in March 2023. Following this development, Sky Cable has begun to notify its cable TV subscribers that their cable TV subscriptions can continue. Still on PLDT, the telco giant confirms it has reached a $3 million settlement in the year-long expenditure overrun suit, but clarifies the settlement agreement contains no admission of liability, fault, or wrongdoing by any defendant. If approved by the U.S. court, the settlement will resolve the U.S. class action in its entirety as against all defendants. A group of investors had accused PLDT of delaying the disclosure on the almost $880 million capex overrun, prompting the biggest drop in the company's American depositary shares in 35 years. Meanwhile, the country's second-largest bank, Metrobank, posts record earnings of 42.2 billion pesos for the full year of 2023, up 29% year-on-year, as total consolidated assets expanded 9% to 3.1 trillion pesos. The bank's net interest income grew by 23%, fueled by higher loan demand and better net interest margin of 3.9%. Gross loans are up 8%, led by the consumer portfolio, which grew 16% on strong discretionary spending, outpacing the 6% growth in commercial loans, while total deposits increased 7% to 2.4 billion pesos. Still in the earnings stream, Dominion Holdings, formerly BDO Leasing and Finance, nearly quadrupled earnings in 2023 to 277 million pesos, while gross income more than doubled to 345 million due to the rebalancing of its investment portfolio towards higher yielding placements and debt securities. And finally, property developer Century Properties Group listed its 2 billion pesos perpetual, cumulative, non-participating, non-voting, redeemable, non-convertible Series B preferred shares at the PSE Thursday. CFO Ponciano Carrion says strong demand allowed them to price at the tighter end of the marketing spread and set the dividend rate at 7.5432%. It added that the timing for the issuance was also good, as the benchmark interest rates have started to move lower with the easing of inflationary pressures. Last month, Century Properties announced two projects for the first half of this year under its premium in-city line: the Hotel Residences at Aqua in Mandaluyong and a mid-rise residential development at Azure North in San Fernando, Pampanga. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.